Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My very special guest, and I'm using that as a plural today, this lovely kickoff to a fun 4th of July weekend, and in fact, this is such a big show, I had to bring two people in. Right, Tara?
Right. Definitely.
Absolutely. Big show to discuss our topic. So let's have a fabulous success friend welcome for Terry Waddle of the Alzheimer's Association and Amber Cook from Pathways to Community.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. What a fabulous crowd out there, huh? Terry and Amber all coming out to see you guys. Shout out to MB. Hi, Mimi.
Hi, Mimi. We love you.
It's a great 4th of July week. I am so excited to be here today, aren't you guys? And Jerry, you are looking good today.
Greetings and salutations on this wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Jerry, do you have any plans for this weekend? Are you going to shoot off any fireworks?
No, Tom. No real big plans, maybe by the lake. But for those of you that are planning to shoot off fireworks, please review my video on safety and fireworks. It's being posted on fiercechoice.com as we speak.
Jerry will make sure we take a look at that. We want everyone to get through the weekend safe and sound. Welcome, success friends. Lovely looking crowd here today. I want to thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% inspiration. In fact, Amber, Terry, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. This weekend, of course, I can't wait for Tuesday. Huh? Join us here each Saturday morning and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello, Bob, at the controls this morning.
Good morning, everybody. Is Jerry wearing a red, white, and blue suit today in honor of the 4th of July? It looks like he's dressed like Uncle Sam.
You know, his shoes are. He is. He's feeling very patriotic today.
Perfect. He's with it.
Feeling very patriotic, too, today, Bob.
I love it, Jer.
And remember, success friends, you can hear us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And Bob, they can hear you every day at noon, correct?
Every day, noon to 2 with Stan Turner.
Loving it. And you know, Amber, you just learned this a little bit ago about us, right? Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill.
I did just learn that, Tom, and I'm so glad you reminded all of our friends out there, too, so they now know about it.
Right. Listen to that. Listen to our intro song, and that's where we come up with that. Love that, Sammy Davis. But success, friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, the mathematics of success. One success principle multiplied by success tools equals an unstoppable heart that will allow you to experience every dream you dream. The principle? Have a grand obsession, which I define as having something in your life that is bigger than you. And then all you need are the tools to keep that grand obsession fueled with a burning desire. And the success tool that will be the focus of this show is it takes two to make more. And you know, really what we're talking about, Terry, as you pointed out to me that day, we're talking about a mastermind group, correct?
Correct.
What you like that mastermind, don't you?
I love the concept of masterminds. Anytime a group of people can get together and combine their ideas, you're going to come up with something that's even more impactful and stronger.
You just don't know where it's going to take you, do you?
You never know.
You never know. Amber, you've ran into that principle or that success tool many times in your life, huh? With work and with volunteering as you do, all the great things you do.
It's true. You just never know when you put yourself out there and you put an idea out there. When you talk to someone, they talk to someone, you talk again, and lo and behold, it's bigger and better than you ever thought it could be.
It's a third mind, right? Fourth mind, fifth mind, depending on how many people you have in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it is exciting, but I want to tell our success friends about a little bit about Amber and Terry. You know, these two women do so much for our community through their volunteering. Terry, you not only volunteer on a regular basis, the work you do helps so many people. And Amber, you make such an impact on the lives of people that are less fortunate than us. You know, if you two could, I mean, and Terry, we'll start with you, but you know, where did you learn to be such a believer in helping other people?
Well, my parents made me. They forced me to volunteer as a child.
It
was definitely, you know, it wasn't something that I really thought about when I was a kid. They said, you're going to go volunteer and you're going to like it and put a smile on your face. And then at some point in high school and as I moved into college and I started choosing to go and do those things and I could see the impact it was having on people, I really realized that I enjoyed it. I got just as much out of it as I put into it, much like anything in life, you get what you put into it. And so with volunteerism, it was kind of the same way. It started as a chore and became something that I loved.
Isn't that interesting? Amber, how did you get started?
Mine's kind of a similar story. I would say that my mom made me, and then it turned
Mimi.
And then it turned into something that I just really wanted to do. And that's actually how Terry and I kind of met and really developed our friendship over the last 15 years.
You were both volunteering at an event?
We met in college, and she coerced me into going to a volunteer project, and I actually ended up really liking it and kept coming back. And
isn't that interesting? That was kind of the mastermind group at work, wasn't it, Terry?
It was the start of a mastermind.
There we go. Hasn't ended yet, has it?
Nope.
Haven't gotten there yet.
Now, you know, Amber, Terry, I've asked you two on this show because you two understand so well that a group of like-minded people working together in harmony accomplish so much more than anyone can do alone. Right? Talk more about, I mean, how has that played out in your life? I mean, where do you see that happening?
Yeah. So part of what I do with the Alzheimer's Association is event planning. And I always find it interesting. I'll walk into a room and somebody's asking, how can we make our event better? And they're asking me as if I have the sole answer. And it's really not looking at me. It's looking at who's attending the event or who do they want at the event and going and talking to those people and getting their ideas. Because you're always going to have better ideas come out of the collective group of people than one individual.
It's crazy, isn't it?
So it's always interesting to me to see kind of how those thoughts can come together. When you actually do a true brainstorm as a group and just let ideas flow, you'll come up with completely ridiculous things.
Right.
But at some point, those ideas are going to start coming together into a fully formed concept or project that you can execute.
Isn't that fun? Amber, do you work with that too the stuff you do? I mean, you're not a one man or a one woman operation.
No, we're not. One of the things that I learned a long time ago, I'd say in my very first career, was my boss at the time taught me that he didn't know anything, but he knew everyone that knew the answer.
That's
something that's really stuck with me all throughout my career. And it's so true because if you think about it and like what Terry said with brainstorming, you just never know. And so you just keep asking and you ask other people. And when you find out those people that are those experts in those pockets of areas, bring them into the conversation and you never know what your end point's going to be. And it just turns out so much better than if you just do it yourself.
And Tom, you mentioned the idea of it being like-minded people, but I would also encourage going with people who maybe don't think alike. So you can bring in those other perspectives and really see what other people are going for. You want to have that common mindfulness of what you're trying to accomplish, but make sure that you're bringing in folks of all different perspectives.
Well, and I agree with you that, but I think one of the things is you do want to be in harmony. You know, I can think of a quick example. You know, I knew a person where they're trying to buy a house, right? And so they went and talked to their banker, right? And the banker was not in harmony with them. So the banker said no. Because it was a group of three people or more. I mean, think about our daily lives, right? We're always in groups of people. Just at the cashier, are we going to have a good experience, a bad experience? Are we going to learn stuff or not? But, you know, so this person went to the bank. The banker says no because they're not in harmony. Then they went to a mortgage broker who was in harmony with them to try and find the right solution. I mean, it's what we do at the Fierce Insurance Agency. Let's find the right solution. Let's work together. What do you need, right? And that's the the mastermind, I think, at its finest. So it, mm-hmm. you're right, Terry, you want to bring in a lot of even, what would you call, adversarial ideas, as long as they're working with you and not against you.
Working towards that same goal.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is, the like-mindedness being we're going after the same goal.
Exactly.
Because I do think you're right. It all colors it up. Now, it's time for that special time of the show. It's time for our elevator speech. But now, I don't know if you guys really have an elevator speech because you're not here selling anything, right? But, I mean, it's what do you guys do with the – what's the Alzheimer's?
So the Alzheimer's Association is here in Minnesota, North Dakota, as well as across the country, providing support and services to individuals who are impacted by dementia as well as their families. And we do a lot of work on research, advocacy, fundraising, awareness, and direct support to those families. So if people have the need, and unfortunately far too many do, they should reach out to us because we can help either provide resources or connect individuals and groups with events that they can come out to and just celebrate those that they may have lost, those who are going through this right now, and help us raise awareness so we can find a cure so that no one else needs to continue to be impacted.
And Terry, do you find people are afraid to reach out or they don't know that there's even things available for them, help available?
Unfortunately, with dementia, we find that a lot of people still think that's just what happens when you get old. Mm. I'm sure Jerry probably has a lot of people asking him if he's going through it. But not everyone is willing to
really... Who's she talking about?
Not everyone is really willing to step forward because it's scary. It's the sixth leading cause of death in this country and the only in the top 10 that has no cause prevention or cure. So it gives a lot of people that lack of hope, that they don't think there's anything that can be done. So why would you step forward and talk about it?
Just put up with it, huh?
But there's so much that can be done, and there's so much that can be done to help move this disease forward to finding that cure, to finding a treatment, and to provide support for those who are currently going through it. So we want people to know there is hope out there, and they can reach out to us to help find those resources.
And Terry, you kind of help improve people's... standard of living or
the quality of life, the standard of living. We do a lot of education within communities. If you think about someone with dementia, they might go out for a walk and not remember how to get home, and that could disorient them and put them into a different state of mind. Someone in a store might not realize that this person's impacted by dementia. Mm-hmm. We can train the individuals in those stores or the police to know the signs of somebody who is being impacted by this disease.
Because they get very upset, right?
And how to properly communicate with them and effectively help them in that situation.
Wow. You guys do a lot of good stuff. That's fantastic. Amber, tell us about you and, you know, your 30-second elevator speech. Anything you want to add to that?
I'm also in the caring for other people business. I work for Pathways to Community, and I have the honor and privilege every day to hire great people to work with some even greater people. We provide services and supports to individuals with developmental disabilities. So we're also on the care end of things. Similar to what Terry was talking about, we work with individuals that their brain has just developed maybe a little bit differently from you and I, and they need maybe some help with things that you and I take for granted. And so I'm looking for great people every day that want to be able to work with these awesome folks and allow them to be as successful as they possibly can be each and every day in their own life.
So if one of our success friends is looking for a job, they should contact you, Amber, right?
That would be great. We would love to get in touch with all you success friends out there that want to continue their success and share their success with others.
And we're going to let them know how to get a hold of you in a minute. But Terry and Amber, first, I want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing this show. And the first reason is a selfish reason, because I want all of my success friends to call up the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency and get a free quote on their home and auto insurance, their business insurance, their life and health insurance. I'm even licensed to sell Medicare and Medicaid, Amber and Terry. But more than that, I've been blessed to work with many small business people, and I look at what you do. Yes, you work for bigger organizations, but, you know, you are running your own little, you're kind of self-directed, let's put it that way. Is that a good term?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Sounds accurate.
Right. So, I mean, if you don't get up and do it, it doesn't get done. I mean, you know, we need you to do what you're doing. And I think it's important for all of us to work with our neighbors, to buy local, as they say. I mean, Amber, the people you're working with are very local. They need you to be out there. Terry, I mean, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, is that right? Am I missing Iowa? Or?
Well, we're all across all over, the country. Right? We're a national organization. We even have individuals who can help internationally. So wherever someone's at, if they need help, we can help.
Fantastic. And it's always really, it is on that local basis, though, and that's so important. But, you know, it's more than that. And I know that many of my success friends work diligently on a daily basis chasing their grand obsession, and just as I have and just as you two do on a regular basis. And, you know, Amber and Terry, I remember, you know, I talk about my tough times when I was just getting into sales and learning the sales business. I usually had no money. You know, I might have a little money for a week, but, you know, I was really dead broke is what I was. And I was always having car trouble. Right. And, you know, I usually, like I've said before, I always bought my car where they'd bring it down on the forklift off the pile of other junkers. It was a good way to buy a car. You know, it ran for a while. But one time I bought this car that introduced me to a product called Smoke Be Gone. OK, because I don't even know if the product's still on the market or not, but this car looked like it was on fire when I would give it a little bit of gas. And, you know, have you ever seen those cars going down the freeway with just exhaust pouring out? This was my car, all right?
Sure.
It was a good-looking car until you turned it on, right? And, you know, I went and I found the Smoke Be Gone so I could go to a client's house and not, you know, get a smog warning going on for these people. But, you know, after a couple miles, it was all gone and the smoke was coming again. But, you know, that was an okay thing because, you know, I was still, I was struggling on the outside, but on the inside, I was dreaming. I knew the car that someday I wanted to be driving, right? And it wouldn't be smoking, right? So I was doing without. I was dreaming within. And, you know, that's a lot of what you guys help the people you work with do. They're struggling without. You help them have some hope within. And I just think that's such an important part of success and goal, you know, grand obsession, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But Taryn Amber, you know, I'm remembering the beginning times, the challenging times, because that's where we all start. We have these ideas. And, you know, as a salesperson told me once, you know, the cleanliness of theory is no match for the mess of reality, right? So we start something, we have these grand ideas, this grand obsession, and then reality hits us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Been there.
Do you ever think to yourself, you know, as you're going along or you're doing your stuff, you've having some successes, but then you're struggling. Do you remember the tough times getting started on trying to find out what you're doing, where you're going? Maybe you're wondering, what am I doing this for?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Any stories you remember that just come back? I mean, Amber's wondering, why is Terry taking me to this volunteer event, right?
Well, you know, you got to pull your friends along with you when you know it's a good idea, but you also need them to support you. I remember when, after I graduated college, I decided I wanted to go out and do a year of service and get that opportunity to travel to somewhere where I hadn't been and really experience in part experience a little bit of poverty because I was volunteering and I had no money, but also experience something totally different from what was my norm.
Right.
And I packed my bags, about 2 weeks after college, and I moved to rural southern Georgia. And probably within the first 6 hours down there, I just started bawling. There was cockroaches, and I had never really seen cockroaches before, and I didn't know anyone, and everybody talked a little funny to me. And I never knew I was a Yankee, but apparently I was a Yankee, and it was an entirely new world. And I called up Amber, and, you know,
she cried.
I sat and cried.
And cried some more.
I think that's fully acceptable way to deal with it in that moment.
Well, it was.
And
you were dreaming within.
It was not what I had expected it to be. I don't know why I thought that I would move down there and everything would be, you know, sunshine and roses, and I'd be able to save every single person who needed help. And I had a misguided idea of what I was going to do. And it was a great reality check.
Right.
And, you know, having those people who are part of your group, like Amber was part of mine,
right,
to help kind of remind you, like, this is why you went here. This is exactly what you're looking for.
Yep.
And take it in and process it and use it. And I was really able to find my path while I was down there. And you don't get over the cockroaches, but everything else sort of becomes your new norm. And you can become accustomed to so many things if you give them the chance and you don't just say, well, that's horrible, and
right,
I'm getting back in the car and driving back to Wisconsin.
Right. And, you know, and I think that's the gist of success too, Terry, is, mm-hmm, I mean, it's not when it's easy, because anybody can do it when it's easy. It's when the tough times hit, can we make it through that? Can we climb that next mountain and keep on going on our success journey, right?
Exactly.
Amber, do you have any thoughts that you remember the tough times? I mean, I know I remember you mentioned the one day that one of the things that you were really confused about was that you were working for this great company, this big company, and yet they wouldn't let you take naps in the afternoon, right? I mean,
I know. Like, what was up with that?
What were they thinking, right?
No,
I mean, you're
nap.
Coming out of college, right?
It's tough.
It's a challenge. But you made it through.
We did make it through. But, I mean, I think what I hear both of you guys talking about is that you don't do it alone, and you can't do it alone. And the
right,
great stuff really comes out of having more brain and having a second brain and a third brain. And I think that that's really when the good stuff happens and when you can get, mm-hmm, to that point.
Right.
And so,
and maybe it takes being beaten down a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That we get to open up that maybe we just can't do it on ourselves.
The cockroaches and the no naps is really
right,
what catapulted both of us forward.
That's all it takes. If you want success out of us, that's all it takes.
What was that one TV show where they'd do those weird events where people like have to stick their hands in
a Fear Factor or something?
Fear Factor, right?
I'm not going on that show.
Okay.
Box
right,
full of cockroaches,
we know
no
work,
thanks.
Right?
I have a line.
But, you know, I remember when I first heard about the mastermind. You know, I thought it was this thing where you had to find the perfect people to be in your group, and then we're going to get together and it's just going to work perfect, and we're going to build this great thing up. And you know, I thought it was kind of like you had to find these people almost kind of like another wife. You know, I mean, you're looking for that magical person to fall in love with. And that's what I thought the mastermind was about. What I found out about was we're working with mastermind group all day long, every day. It's just whether or not we're open to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about the three of us here on this radio show, right? Tom, what are Bob and I? Chopped liver? Sorry about that, Jerry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that,
come
Jerry.
On.
The five of us are working on this radio show. And I mean, you know, I tried doing a radio show by myself once. It was not very good. Right? But, you know, I get you two on, we're talking, we're having a lively conversation. So the success friends are enjoying what you guys have to say. And isn't that really what the mastermind's all about? Wouldn't you agree with me on that one? Or?
I definitely think that that's really what it's all about. It just brings it back to that bigger picture, that bigger thing, that bigger next idea when you
right,
have more people
right,
that are given different ideas to it.
Right. You know, we throw things out. I mean, it can be as little as, I want to go on a weekend trip. What should I do? When you throw this out and somebody throws this out, right? I mean, it's all around us. But when we add the mastermind to our grand obsession, man, now you got a powerful thing that really is unstoppable,
mm-hmm,
right? Now, you know, Terry and Amber, I don't know if you do this, but I know I grew up, you know, I'd see successful people on magazine, Life, Time magazine people, right? You know, I used to get this disenchanted, depressed, down. I can never be like that person, right? But the reality is what I found, it's people like yourself are the real unsung heroes out there. You're going out doing your job. You love doing your job. You get rewarded just by doing your job. But really, I mean, if you're not doing it, people are suffering, right? I mean, it people need your information to be available to them, Terry. What you guys do with event planning and the fundraising to be able to help all these others, I mean, it's fabulous stuff. And Amber, you know, you're on a daily basis. You're looking for new people. You're always trying to hire people because you got a lot of people that have needs that are not being met, right?
That's right.
And so, I mean, what you do without you, you don't have to be on the cover of Time magazine. You don't have to be the person of the year to be a success. I don't believe that.
I agree with you. I don't believe that either.
And as Earl Nightingale says, the active realization of a worthy goal. I mean, Terry, just going down to Georgia was the act of success because you were trying to do something that, you know, you had this goal in mind, this grand obsession, right? And you went after it. And that really is success. I mean, that's the way I see it anyways.
It's taking that first step.
Right. It's the hardest, right? And what was the Chinese saying, Amber? The longest journey starts with the first step or is halfway completed with the first step even, right? Half the time. And, you know, that's a good point for us, too, because now we're talking about quotes, right? And you know what time it is? It's time for our success quote of the day. And, Jerry, what is our success quote of the day?
Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. And that comes from Henry Ford. I was a little baby when he said that one.
Terry and Amber, do you have any quotes you like that kind of keep you going?
Well, so I actually was thinking about kind of your theme for today, and one of the quotes that had popped in my head is, strangely enough, also from Henry Ford.
Get
He's a popular guy today. It must be
he
his
is.
Birthday or something.
Right.
I really don't know when that is, but he said that if everyone is moving forward, then success takes care of itself. And I think that that really resonates with me because, you know, whether it's a team sport or it's a group of people trying to create an event or a group of people trying to help a family member who's impacted by one of the diseases, you know, that we work with, if everybody collectively is coming together and is making small steps forward, you're going to get towards success.
Right. Very good. Amber, do you have a quote you want? I don't mean to be short with you, Terry, but Amber, do you have a quote too? Because I think what you're saying is absolutely true.
Mine is also along the lines of a Henry, but a different Henry. Mine is Live the Life You Imagined by Henry David Thoreau. And for me, it's something that I always just try to keep in perspective of, you know, if you're doing something you don't want to be doing it anymore, change it up.
Right.
Switch it out. Do something with it. Because
take a risk.
You can get there, and you just have to start somewhere. And if you know maybe where you want to go, or maybe you don't know where you want to go, but you know you just don't want to be there anymore,
right,
dream up something new and get yourself to that new point. And
right,
so that's just a quote that always sticks with me.
And then one last one I'm going to give you is one from Helen Keller, who said, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. And boy, isn't she one that just, she's got a lot of weight to be able to say that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I read these quotes, you too. I hear these quotes, and I do think of you because you have achieved so much greater success working with people than just working by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Terry and Amber, this show just goes so quickly. We barely touched on it. I want to remind people, Terry, what events do we have coming up for the Alzheimer's Association?
August and September, folks can find the Walk to End Alzheimer's happening all over Minnesota and North Dakota and across the country. And September 10th, the Blondes versus Brunettes football game will be taking place in the Twin Cities. And folks can find out more information about those at alz.org/MNND or call us at 1-800-272-3900.
Fantastic. Amber, do you have any events coming up that you need to talk about? Just call you up. Or if they...
We don't have any events, but like I said, we need great people every single day. So you can get a hold of us on the web at pathwaystocommunity.com, and we have all of our open positions posted there. And you can, like I said, visit us, and we would love to hire you to work with some great people that we get to hang out with.
And Bob, you know, we've had so much good conversation here. I don't think we're going to get to sing today.
Right. I was wondering about that.
I don't know what happened. You guys have got a lot to say. But, you know, one of the things we want to remind our success friends is talk to the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. We can save you some money. And we one of the things we do is we do... we got a lot of music going on. Whoop. Is that Jerry singing?
That's Jerry in the background.
I like that. You guys hear Jerry going?
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from
Join
you.
Us, Terry and Amber.
So sweet. They're going to knock us off our feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
And, you know, that is to remind people to sign up for GPS for Success. Sign up for our lemon drops. You just sign up by the lemon drop at www.gps4success. Getting back to this song.
Everyone's a winner, baby.
Our winner that we saved someone a lot of money this past week was Jeff Cook. Between him and his wife, we saved him over $800 on their insurance. And we advise people to take the KLBB challenge just for getting a quote on auto and home insurance. If we can't save you money, we'll give you $25. Not a bad deal, huh, Bob?
That's a great deal.
It's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. KLBB special.
And we are out of time.
We are out of time.
Well, let's say goodbye, success friends. Bye, Terry. Bye, Amber.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in